Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Cal has been able to dumb down the expectations.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
John Calipari can be replaced. Mark Stoops cannot.
And James Strebel.
Nobody gives a damn about you, Max Duffy. Shut up.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
See, the fact that Blankenbaker is going all in on Calipari like this should tell the rest of these BBN bums what side they need to be on. You're on blank side. You want to sit there and crush Cal?
Yeah, you're on the sheriff's side.
You're on the sheriff's side. Good for you.
Texas says Jack having not one music streaming app is serial killer behavior.
I don't think it's that bad, but it's just it's definitely odd. You're the only person I know that doesn't have it.
I do technically have the Apple pod. Well, it's for podcasts; it's not music. But I do have the Spotify app technically.
I love
don't
this one.
Have anything on it?
Yeah. You know what chicks love? Dudes that hate music. Eat a hot dog and hit that Pandora. Okay.
Damn. Wow.
That's a great text.
Texas says Jack secretly loves Maroon 5.
Ugh. That would be the worst. Ugh. I hate that band.
Texas says Korn and Limp Bizkit are not in the same category as Def Leppard. I'd rather listen to Korn than Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's just me. Yeah, that's just me.
I'm with you.
Okay, so here's how we will start the 5 o'clock hour. As we go today, we can play sound. We still, Jack's been mixing in the Fine Bomb sound. Mark Stoops is angry. He was demeaned. And Mitch Barnhart and everything else. I figure for a new audience, it is worth, as we sit here on The Take on this Monday, hanging on the Liquor Barn Studios, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line, that we need to now, and Jack, I may need your help here. I mean, now we need to look at Strebel and how he is going to live, because, and I agree with Strebel. I wish I disagreed. I wish we could battle on this.
Right.
It could be some fantastic radio, us just screaming at each other for 3 hours.
Right.
Unfortunately, we agree. But James Strebel now is in an odd spot. He has been a BBN member his entire life. He has been a BBN warrior. Okay?
Yeah.
He has went to the message boards. He has paid for Cats Illustrated.
He has been
on podcasts. He has done round of shots. He's on the UK post game. He's doing this. He has harassed Mike Rutherford and been all over Card Chronicle. This is years. This is decades. He has spawned a child who will probably be worse than him when it comes down to this.
It could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
If nothing else, he will be able to stand with his father.
Yes.
Okay. He has done all of that. But now he finds himself a hated man because James Strebel is mad at Mark Stoops.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is where we. What is the next few weeks, days, and hours going to be for James Strebel? I want you to think about that,
okay.
Jack. I want you to think about that. I want to come back to that in
okay.
a second.
All right.
Just quickly, if you're just joining us, my thoughts on all of this is very simple. I am not here, and we can do this radio, and Strebel has done some of it, and I have to catch myself when I go down this road, and that is, we can sit here for the next hour and bash Cal and come up with obvious things to bash him about. We can do the same for Mark Stoops.
Yeah.
We all know that, okay? And so that I find interesting that that is what UK fans have picked up and that is what they're doing. But for me, the two things that get me are, number one, that very publicly, Mark Stoops gave a little slap to John Calipari, and Mitch Barnhart, the guy who's meek about everything. Oh, this hour, Jack, we need to play the C-Rod answer. Oh, he's quiet on that.
Yeah.
We're not big, bad, and boisterous then. But Mitch Barnhart publicly said, if I'm choosing between John Calipari and I'm choosing between Mark Stoops, I'm taking Mark Stoops. Who is more replaceable? My answer, Mitch Barnhart told you on Saturday, that's his answer. It's Mark Stoops. And he told John Calipari, the Kraft Center state of the art, it's fine. It's 15 years old. Sit down, big guy. And all of that happening, and all of that happening publicly is not something you get. Hell, you never get to hear from Mitch Barnhart.
No.
You never do. And for all of that to happen, I find to obviously be interesting. The other thing that I am stunned has caught on like wildfire, and I feel like everyone here is to blame. This isn't a fan thing, a media thing, a Stoops thing, a Barnhart thing. It's everyone's. That this has been blown so far out of proportion.
Yeah.
That you guys did this to yourself. Mm-hmm. You pulled a Louisville. You did it to yourself. Louisville's had issues, but the last few, like, it's like you did it to yourself. It's like Chris Mack, you know, you did it to yourself. It's Louisville on Louisville crime.
Yeah.
It's Dino Gaudio versus Chris Mack.
Yes. It's Neely, like, been to Pudi versus Vince Tyree.
Yeah, it's like you did it to yourself.
Yeah.
It hurts worse. It wasn't someone from the outside. It wasn't some random five-star recruit. Hell, we all love five stars. It was you did it to yourself. And Kentucky did it to themselves here.
Did.
Calipari did it first. It's not right. It's wrong. Mark Stoops magnified it. And Mitch Barnhart went above and beyond what we're used to Mitch Barnhart, how we're used to Mitch Barnhart reacting to anything, let alone something like this.
Yeah.
He was not a unifier. He wasn't bringing everybody together. He was saying, I ride with Stoops, not you. Me and Cal ain't cool. That's what he told you. And I don't believe, I'll put it this way. He gave him that deal, and I guarantee Mitch Barnhart wishes he did not get played by that crap UCLA deal a couple years ago with John Calipari.
Yeah.
That I would love to know. That I would love some truth serum.
Is that his biggest regret?
On.
As the AD at UK?
It is very much out there.
Yeah.
And for John Calipari's whatever little comments, okay, when you knew he was begging for his own facility, okay, to then act like John Calipari was demeaning or trying to sabotage or killing the decade of hard work of Mark Stoops is ridiculous. You know it's ridiculous, and I know it's ridiculous. What John Calipari did was a jackass thing. Letting it sit out there. Told you that John Calipari was not sorry. You heard the Keith Farmer. Does he sound sorry? No.
No.
I don't believe John Calipari. I frankly don't believe the two were going to talk. And I mean the two, them and him and Stoops.
No.
I would
not
be stunned.
Not anytime soon. I'm with you. I don't think.
By the way, I need to bring something up.
Yeah.
Odd, isn't it? Mitch Barnhart didn't go to the Bahamas?
Oh, yeah. He was there, I believe, last time they went. He wasn't
Is
there
that
this
odd?
Time. No. Don't,
you're, I mean, you have a lot of big money people.
Yeah.
It ain't Strebel who's going.
No.
It ain't the normal guy working 9 to 5 that's going to the damn Bahamas.
No.
And spending $10,000 a person, okay,
no,
to be out there in the Bahamas watching you win by 55 in games that don't mean anything. I mean, what are we doing here?
Big money people. Mitch Barnhart wasn't there.
By the way, did you see how Thero didn't play very much in a close game? Come out of the game, big boy.
No, that's fine.
Have a little seat.
He again.
We're banking talent. You ain't
banking
playing this.
Talent.
Have a seat. Right next to old Chin, right there. Have a seat, big boy. Right there.
Yeah, they're
how about
banking
that?
Talent. They're
how about
banking
that?
Talent. We'll
how about that first half? The Bahamas balled. Look at that. Oh.
And Kentucky won by a ton of points. And looked awesome.
That's what
and my man Toppin had 21. It was a back-to-back game
out.
20-plus. Back-to-back games, 20-plus.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back, yeah.
Back-to-back.
Yeah.
And belly-to-belly.
Yeah, belly-to-belly.
Who said that? Back-to-back and belly-to-belly. I think that's a John Sterling thing.
Is that Mark Stoops?
But I just, the public nature of it, the side-picking, the telling Cal to sit down, and then the, of course, the inflated everything around U of L football. How fans see them, how
sure.
they see themselves, what they've accomplished. Also, not forgetting what they haven't accomplished. But you can't do that with UK football, we know.
They're so behind on everything.
Just,
they're up against it.
They magnified it so very much and really helped create so very much of it themselves.
Yeah.
And putting that out there just for everyone to air dirty laundry is not something that Kentucky does.
No.
It's just not.
No,
it's not.
They've not done anything like this. And I guess the most surprising thing out of all of it is the Mitch Barnhart angle. Because I fully expected when it was released I expected some fireworks from Stoops. I'm not surprised at all that he won't get off of this. Like, he's going to stick with it for as long as he wants to. But when
I mean, the persecuting nature is just unbelievable.
But that's
and
who
how
he
many,
is.
And how many fans have bought it?
Yeah.
That's
who Mark Stoops is.
We're going to have to battle some people on this, by the way, if we have any guests.
Oh, sure.
No one's going to buy this.
No.
Bozich, none of them.
Bozich already, like,
no, I know, none of them.
It's all his call.
None of them.
What, Friday evening, Saturday morning, whenever
does
he releases that.
Does the Courier Journal know this story's going on?
No. They don't think they do. I think they did. They don't have anybody to write about it, so, you know. But, no, the surprising thing came out of Mitch Barnhart, where I thought he'd go out there and give boring, vanilla, mundane answers. We're all a family. I'll talk to both coaches. They'll talk. No, when Mitch Barnhart came out and took a flamethrower to John Calipari, he set the battle lines. And he said, you're either on this side or you're on that side. You choose. I'm on this side with Mark Stoops. I ain't on the side with John Calipari. I mean, it's basically the entire athletic department versus John Calipari is how it feels to me.
It's unbelievable.
It's absolutely unbelievable. And the Kentucky fans.
Look what you guys have done. How are you going to live?
I'm going to keep on being.
Everyone's going
to be
coming at you.
That's fine. I'm going to be the fan that I've always
been. You're Judas.
Judas? They're Judas. I'm not Judas.
It's reverse. Who is. What's reverse Judas? Is there an example of that?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. If there's like a Judas that Judas, I don't I don't think so. But no, I've always done the thing where I'm just going to call it like I see it, and if people agree with it, fine. If they don't, fine. I'm calling it like I see it. Mark Stoops has been a baby, and I said this on Friday, and I'm honest, this is true. It's going to be very hard for me not to be heavy-handed with Kentucky football during these UK post-game shows if they lose. If they lose, I don't want them to lose. I want them to win. I want to have fun all season long. But if they lose, I'm not hearing any of this back in the Stoops. It's okay. It's fine. No, you all are setting the tone here.
And they're second in the East.
Yeah,
they're picked second in the East. You better go 11-1, big boy.
Well, no.
What are we doing here? 10-2? What are we doing here?
9-3 will be second in the East. So, I mean, they were second in the East last.
Will it?
These are third. They're third.
You're losing week two.
No, they're not. They're going to beat
you're
Florida
losing Tennessee.
Two.
You're losing Ole Miss.
I won't disagree
you're
with you.
You're losing Mississippi State.
No, they won't lose Mississippi
you're
State.
You're losing Florida.
They beat Mississippi State at home. They
done.
Beat Florida on the
7-5.
Road. 7-5. No, they're not 7-5. They're 9-3.
You keep going. I might go 6-6.
That's fine. And look,
7-5.
There's a little something to the Stoops card. Like, If you talk this big and you have this big of a chip on your shoulder, your ass better produce. You better produce. If you want to act like this and act like you're the big bad football coach and all your players want to run their mouths on Twitter, then you better produce. There's no excuses of, oh, well, we're hurt. Oh, well, this is a tough league. I don't want to hear a tough league this season. No, you want to talk big, bad, and tough? Go win football games, and I don't want to hear any excuses. But he always does this. He'll give the excuse backed up by, there's no excuse, we got to get back to work. I don't want to hear anything like that. Nothing.
Well, that's all you're going to hear.
But that's the thing. People buy into that. They like hearing, oh, we're going to go back to work.
Well, they believe we're going to go hit the practice field and we're going to be a better team in 6 days. That's what they believe.
That's what they believe. And that's what Mark Stoops
Everyone sells. Buys into it.
And I hope it works. And I'm sitting here and I want them to win, have a fun season, to make fun of Louisville fans and do all
Does
that
Kellen
good stuff.
Does Kellen know?
Oh, he knows that there's a little bit of a
Does he know a there's feud. A schism? Does there's he know his father is on?
Well, I mean, Kellen's on Cal's side too. I mean, let's be real here.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's
yeah, but does he know that's a
yeah? He knows it's a thing.
He's in the minority there.
Yeah, he knows he's in the minority.
Well,
but he's on Cal's side. He knows
he needs
what
to
side
know.
He's on is on the John Calipari side. Yeah, he's been watching those Bahamas games. Like,
oh boy,
DVR'd them. He watched them multiple times.
Multiple watches.
Times. Yes,
really.
Went on the old computer. Was watching them on the computer. I mean,
my goodness, what's he doing? Breaking down film like Ennis used to break down App State film.
He is.
What are we doing here?
He's breaking down film. Breaking down film. Absolutely, that's what he's doing.
Well, Dalton Pence wannabe, isn't he?
That's the name I hadn't heard in a long time.
I don't know why I thought of
it. I know.
Didn't he used to do the film breakdowns? That's what I was going with.
I don't know.
I'd like for Jack to do a film segment.
Game film?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
we can do that.
But the thing is, you'd be made, it'd be us making fun of it.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
But that would be the shtick.
It would, yeah. Have him break down IU games.
Ugh. I mean, I tell you what. I got to unfollow everyone IU. Jack, you might be next. I mean, now get auto-populated Barstool IU. It might be the account that I see the most. Honestly,
it popped up once, and you shared it to Shreeble and I,
and that's it.
And that bleeped you.
Yep.
And it was over. Yeah. They said the algorithm said this is what you want.
Yeah.
Since you copied and pasted it.
I just took I just turned the algorithm off Twitter.
I mean, that's what I'm gonna have to do.
Yeah.
Because I got so sick of the algorithm.
It's the same things over and over. I get all these ads that I don't care, promoted tweets. I'm like, get this off.
It's I would get people live tweeting games like 4 days later. And I'm
you get 24 hours later. It's ridiculous.
I don't want that.
I
don't care what this guy had to say about the second quarter of the Kentucky-Louisiana State football game.
I saw a video of Bob Knight talking about Michael Jordan being the best player he's ever seen. And I was like, why is Bob Knight on Twitter? get this out of here.
It was sad. The things they were showing me. Barstool IU. I don't need to see him.
No.
Guys, your team hasn't been good.
That's a mute. Yeah, or even a block. They might get a block.
But it was funny at first. And then like 2 days in, I'm like, oh, they don't know.
They're serious. They're not kidding around.
No, they're not kidding around.
They think IU is
they
like
They think
badass.
Like the football team's back. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, this is real.
They're taking shots
it's not
at Cincinnati.
A joke. Yeah, I'm like, this isn't a joke.
It's like they were in the playoff game.
They were making fun of Cincinnati, who was in a college football playoff.
It beat them at Indiana last year. They were making fun of it. It's like, what are you all doing right now? Like, read the room. Read the room.
Texas says, does Dribble teach Kellen about Card Chronicle?
You know what? I don't know if I've ever shown Card Chronicle to Kellen. I might need to do that, I guess. Like, here, go here. You want to laugh, son? You go here. Read these. Actually, I don't want him to read comments after football or basketball losses because they get pretty lit in the Card Chronicles comments.
Oh,
section.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. Bad language, Andy.
He's going to see
language.
It.
Bad language all over the place.
Texas says UK looked great against the Bellhops.
Oh! You'd be doing the same thing if Louisville went on a Bahamas trip and beat teams. But I tell you, Louisville, I do Thierro would be what? Third best player on Louisville's team? Start? Yeah? Yes.
Texas says 19 days till football. Too bad you won't be talking about that here. You're a basketball channel.
No one
Texas says
about it.
No one whines more than Cal. Texas says Cal is whiny.
Cal's not whiny.
Texas says Cal's a whiny has-been. Well, Cal is whiny.
But he wasn't whiny here.
My point's not the innocent. Well, he was. My point's
no,
not
about
the
continued whining.
No, yeah,
he apologized. He squashed it. Stoops is the one that continues to whine.
Me being against Mitch Barnhart here has nothing to do with Cal's innocent.
He's not innocent.
Cal is not innocent.
No.
But Mitch Barnhart and Mark Stoops smacking him the way that they did.
Yes, okay? And not letting it go.
Yeah, and then being celebrated for it is a bit much.
It is a no. That's the thing. Much. We're not saying sitting here saying that Cal didn't whine. Cal whined publicly.
Does your wife know about this?
No, she has no idea.
She has no idea.
She has no idea.
My God,
she wouldn't care. I could sit down.
My God,
be like, honey, there's a schism in BBN.
You need to tell her.
Fans are
you
mad.
You guys having dinner tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You guys have family dinner every night now?
Oh, yeah, family dinner every night now. Every night. It's great.
You guys have a family dinner every night?
Every night, yeah. We sit at the table.
Do you ask the same questions that families ask? Like, how was your day? Did you learn something today?
Yeah,
what's
stuff
the first
like that.
Thing you say at a family dinner?
We do the blessing first.
Okay.
We do that. And after that, you know, we just kind of, I don't know, there's not like a formula to it.
Maybe Jack should Strible lead us in a blessing before the show.
Sure.
Yes.
I could do that.
How about that?
I could do that. Absolutely.
The show started.
Yeah. Well, maybe tomorrow.
The most biblical show.
It is the most biblical show
Louisville.
On the airwaves.
8 minutes later, Strible's called someone a dumbass.
Itzel's contesting that? Did he get biblical
today? Yeah, we can play that. He quoted the Bible.
Oh, I like
that. The Bible says something, Louie, about do your good deeds in private. And obviously, I'm paraphrasing here. So that your reward will be in heaven.
Wow. How about that?
How about that?
A little biblical paraphrase. That's right. Jesus did say that. That's right.
Texas says LMAO. $100 says Strible's going to be kissing Stoops' booty on postgame shows.
If he wins, I will celebrate his wins, but he's wrong here. Again, people cannot, they don't understand that you can be critical of people that you like. It's okay. People are just ride or die with Stoops no matter what. He can do no wrong. It's like, man, he's human. He makes mistakes. He bleeps up. It's okay to call him out on that.
He's got a top five job in the country.
He does. And God bless him. No wrong. I take that job.
That might be Mitch Barnhart's legacy.
Mark Stoops. No, you're right. Yeah, I think.
Because Kentucky fans really believe that no one else could be the coach.
Yeah.
They really believe that.
They've been told that.
And I think
that.
He's done a fine job, but they.
Yes.
Kentucky fans believe that. They believe in Mark Stoops more than John Calipari.
I
by a great deal.
Yes.
And I didn't know it was that wide.
I know the chasm was that wide.
The chasm. Texas says, I love that Kellen tells Rig that's what he's rewatching on his computer.
I'm sitting there next to him while he's watching on his computer, bum. I know exactly. I'm sitting next to him while he has his laptop up.
Oh, man.
No, I think people are mistakenly thinking that we're anti-Kentucky football. That's not the case. The criticism is with how Mark Stoops is conducting himself. And nobody sees it that way. They think we're coming off as, like, I hate Kentucky football and I want them to lose. That couldn't be further from the truth. It's the way Mark Stoops is behaving that is annoying me. And that he's getting away with it. And you all want to celebrate whininess.
You can't use whininess and back Cal. Like, that can't be your plea. You got to get a better plea than whininess because it all started with Cal whining.
But, again, Cal, he rectified it. He apologized. He's the one that extended. Like, he's getting no credit for saying, look, my bad, I was wrong. Like, no one's saying, I'm glad John Calipari came out and said he was wrong and he apologized. Like, no one's giving him credit for that. It's being ignored completely. I mean, they're ignoring the fact that John Calipari picked up the phone and called Mark Stoops. But instead
what
of saying.
What they're ignoring is that they now backlock Lamar McClain and Mark Blankenbaker.
Well,
that's what BBN is ignoring.
I don't know. I
that's
said that
your
on
biggest
Friday.
Problem.
Yeah. No, that's why I said on Friday.
I mean,
y'all back in the chair.
Blues got is there anyone that you know in BBN land who is with you?
Yes.
Who?
I know. I think Big Blue Drew is with me.
Okay, that's no offense to him. He's a five guy, nine kids.
He's got
He
did just have twins.
He's buying Air Maxes. Like, he's. And plus, he's not going to battle. He's not the warrior that you are. He would admit that. He's on the front line.
He's on the sidelines.
He's like a medic.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you understand?
Aide.
He's an aide.
Yeah. He comes and gets
he's
aid.
The man who's next
to
the general.
Wounded off.
Yeah. Yes. He's not on the front lines. He's not checking card chronicle.
Right.
He's not doing those things. I mean, John Clay's not with you. Bosich isn't with you. Are any of the KSR guys with you? I mean, they don't have the Cal access.
I doubt
it. So they're all football.
Well, because they get, I mean.
Yeah, no, they're all football.
They're all football.
They get the football access.
2 years ago, they would have been basketball, but now they're football.
You're alone.
Joel Justice left.
What about Jason Markham?
Oh, he's football. He loves football.
You guys got that football drug by beating Trace McSorley.
Yeah.
And Iowa.
Who was Iowa's quarterback last year?
Spencer Petras.
Spencer
Petras. Yes, good pull, Jack.
Spencer Petras has given them a drug that Jason Markham cannot shake.
But they don't go to the football like they go to the basketball.
Jeff Drummond's on the football side.
Roland is.
Obviously.
Obviously. Well, come on. We knew that. Okay. We knew that was going to happen. It's a good point. I don't know.
Stoops has won the media. That's what's happened here. That's what happened.
Because he
won the media.
He does. He gives the media access. He gives them tidbits. He plays buddy-buddy with them. And he's being rewarded for it. Cal doesn't do that. He didn't pat people on the head. He can be a little bristly and combative at times, and the media doesn't like it. And you're right. Stoops has won the media over, and that's what this has become.
Texas says, has Strebel taught his son Kellen that when he gets older to let his wife drive him around all the time?
He sees that. Of course he's going to, like, take... Like,
it's osmosis.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all he's ever known.
He just absorbs it. Yeah, absolutely. And again, people act like this. Like, again, I have a designated driver whenever I want it. And I'm the bum. No, you all have the problem.
I mean, listen,
not me.
You know I'm with you on this.
Yeah.
You guys can keep coming at Strebel.
Yeah,
like,
I don't care.
He's won the war on this one, guys.
Yeah.
Done. Like, he won. Like, you think you're crushing his manhood.
No.
It's not happening. He's won.
Yes.
You know that, right?
No, they don't. They're haters.
Texas says, what did Bo Jackson, Viper, do over the weekend?
Oh, he played very well. Was it football? It was football. It was a jamboree. It was really weird.
Jamboree?
Yeah, it was kind of like a scrimmage, but they had 4 10-minute sessions, and they played like 4 different teams. It was like all the.
Why?
I don't know. I've never seen anything like it.
Who won then?
There wasn't like a winner or a loser. It was weird. I've never seen anything like it. So we played Silver Creek, Jeff, New Albany, and I think Scottsburg was in like a rotation. It was very odd. I'd never seen anything like it before. I was confused. I saw the schedule come out like, what is this? And we didn't do this last year, so I don't know what happened here.
Texas says a 525 Strebel said, I hate Kentucky and I want them to lose.
I didn't say that. I never said that.
Texas says, I'm walking the dog in front of Calipari's house just now. He was out front. I told him that James Strebel was on the radio sucking up big time. Cal said, who is that?
Of course he would say, who is that? I'm not pretending that Cal knows who I am.
It's such a stupid text.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's great. That's what the text line's for, is that nonsense.
Yeah, and I'm fine
with
it.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's simple. That guy doesn't need to text in 100 times.
No.
He just throws a nice one out there. It adds
every
to the conversation, and you move on.
It's like an alley-oop dunk to Damian Collins. Boom, there you go. Simple but effective.
Texas says, does Rick drink Busch Light at family dinner?
No. I don't drink anything at family dinner.
Well, like water or something, don't
No,
you?
I don't. I can't drink with my... I've only had this conversation. Oh. I can't drink with my meals.
Oh, I didn't know that. I forgot that.
Yeah, that's okay.
I didn't know that was the rule of the lap band.
Yeah, I can't,
really?
I can't drink with
Why
food.
Is that?
Because it defeats the purpose of the lap band. Remember, it washes it all down and like because it's supposed to like digest slowly. If you drink liquids, it flushes it out. Yeah,
oh, okay,
so I can't drink for like an hour after I eat.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about that?
And I follow the rules.
Texas says Cal's a whiny bee.
Hey, Mark Stoops isn't a whiny bee.
Texas says BBN's mad for Cal just stating facts.
I'd also like the Mark Stoops stood up for his players, and their players stood up for themselves. Has anything that Mark Stoops...
Like, they're just so damaged.
Well, not only that, like...
Oh, my God.
Is there anything that Mark Stoops has said, or his players have said, or his former players have said, that it actually made the situation better, or did they all make it worse?
We know the answer to that.
They've all made it worse.
You've done... Listen, I got to... Me and Jack, we got to give him credit. You've been a warrior today.
I can't...
You look exhausted. You're at 531, and I know we need to... We should go to something else, honestly, because you are exhausted. You have done everything you can...
I know. I'm just tired of hearing...
To battle BBN today.
I'm just tired of hearing he's sticking up for his players. Everything Mark Stoops has said and done has made it worse and has been more detrimental to their program and his players than anything John Calipari said. Mark Stoops has done more damage to his football program by throwing a tantrum, a public tantrum. He's being laughed at and mocked around the SEC, not because of what Cal said, because of the way he's handled the situation. That's Period. End of story. It's 100%.
I'll cheer you up. Maben's in a little bit of a back and forth.
I can't wait to hear about this.
Did you see that?
I did not.
With Rashawn.
No.
Jack,
no.
Have you seen any of this? Apparently, they disagree on everything.
Really?
Yeah.
About the basketball team? Or?
And Rashawn called him like fanboy radio or something.
Whoa.
Like that. How about that?
Wow.
And was like, you know, Fabio Basile's a zero star. He hasn't grown that much.
Oh, boy.
Anti-Fabio Basile.
Wow.
And Maben just randomly put out last night, someone give the haters some attention.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see any of that.
So there was a little schism in the Louisville land. It wasn't all nothing.
It wasn't like this.
Well, I mean, no, it's not.
Only at this point our lives, Steve.
Oh, no.
That we can just let people make decisions for us about the strength of our program when we have eyeballs.
Yeah.
You can literally watch Fabio Basile.
Fabio.
Out on a basketball court for 3 minutes. Watch him dance with the basketball and say, okay, that's a point guard. Now, here's, listen, you can play the game. Well, he's skinny. Okay.
He is.
He's skinny. Mm-hmm. He's 6'5", and he's a point guard. Listen, you can play. We can't play defense.
I don't know. I think according to On3, 6'2".
That's the best part of that. Rubbish, you went to On3. I thought you hated On3. What are you doing?
I went there to make the point.
Yeah, you did.
Look at that. So Fabio's arriving. How about that?
I left Fabio for
the side of the road.
The side of the road. I left him on the side of the road. I didn't think he's showing up. Louisville's going to have a full roster, Andy. Fabio's going to fill it out.
Give me the blank, Fabio.
Oh, boy.
Blank and Diener Fabio. Have you heard this?
No.
Have you not heard this?
No, I've not heard this.
You might be surprised. Here.
All signs,
at Louisville.
All signs pointing to that. But here's the thing. He's a no-star guard.
Whoa.
I thought he was supposed to be the deal.
Well, Diener. Come on now, Diener. Diener, who are you talking to now? Come on, Diener. I mean. He had to reclassify backwards.
Wait a minute. Help me out. Has Diener been under the understanding that Fabio Basile was like a five-star beast? Like, has he been walking around the ESPN Louisville studios, Jack, thinking that?
Roman's supposed to be blowing up his cell phone.
No way.
Roman's got to be blowing up his cell phone, Diener. This dude's the truth.
Something's got to be happening. Come on.
Diener can't.
He didn't believe that.
There's no way he believed that.
Boy, blank.
I mean, he's right.
Blank with a haymaker.
Blank's right.
Yeah, but usually blank's not going to give you,
if it was a no-star football player, it'd be the exact opposite. It'd be, oh, yeah, this guy's great. Actually, he should be a five-star, but not enough. It's like Max Cabana. Remember Max Cabana? Was like a two-star or whatever, and Blankenbaker, well, because he plays in Canada, that he hasn't been evaluated correctly. If this was football, we know what Blankenbaker would be doing with Fabio Basile.
Max Cabana. What a stupid small-town local radio thing to be talking about. You just dropped a Max Cabana at 5:33.
Blankenbaker did the same thing with Max Cabana the way that Maben and Rummage are doing with Fabio Basile, just saying that everyone else is wrong, that they know the real rankings. Because they saw some film for 3 minutes.
Well, how tall is he? Is he 6'2 or is he 6'5?
I don't know.
I was led to believe that he had a growth spurt.
Look, the only thing I know about Fabio Basile is he was supposed to be in this class.
Wasn't good enough.
Then he went back to improve. And then now he came back because Kenny Payne's desperate. That's what happened.
Well, there you go. Well, no, I think it's a you bank talent like.
No, they need him this year.
That's different, though. I think he and Devin Reed are your banking talent for the next year.
Yes.
But, yes, it's not something that's helping you now. No, those are gone.
Yeah.
Tyrese Hunter, Courtney Ramey, Malachi Smith.
That's all done.
My man Broom. No, all that.
Isaiah Mosley.
That's all gone. That's not what we're talking. Anyone they get now is a bank for the next, okay? Louisville fans may not want to hear that, but that's what it is. And that's okay. That's what it is.
Those guys are going to have to play. That's different than Vieira. Yeah, like he won't have to.
Yeah,
play
but that's
for
because
Kentucky.
The teams are in different spots. That's what I'm saying. It's even though they'll play more.
Okay.
It's not about this year.
It's about next
it's
year.
About the future.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I would agree. No. Yeah. I mean, if you know, Ugata, whatever his name
or there's
is,
fouls or whatever. I mean, they're going to have to play. Like, well, look, Fabio Basile will play important minutes for Louisville this year. Like he will. He's going to have to.
Who are you most mad at? And Texter brings this up. Who are you? Is there a media member you're most mad at?
A media member that
yeah,
I'm most
is there
mad
anyone
at?
That you want to? I mean, Max Duffy was last week.
Yeah.
You told him to shut up several times.
Honestly.
Is it Roland?
No, I'm not mad at Roland. No.
Okay.
I'm
he
not,
did some Stoops Bear Bryant comparisons.
He did, but he didn't like. He hasn't been like heavy handed with Calipari.
He hasn't been heavy handed.
He hasn't
with
been heavy handed.
Okay.
It's been mostly just like BBN fans that have been the most heavy handed with Calipari.
You got a buddy or anything you've battled?
No. Most of the people like in my circle
are
backing John Calipari.
Okay.
I don't understand. I'll tell you, Kentucky football must be like a Twitter phenomenon. Because like out in like the real world. For the like Calipari's still more popular than Stoops. And like Kentucky football is, okay, here, like Mark Stoops said, we're not a PR machine. Like, there's no more PR machine than Kentucky football fans on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, no, there's no better PR for any program in the country than Kentucky football fans on Twitter.
No,
I believe that. I think the Kentucky football thing is a very Twitter-centric phenomenon. Like, I don't think out in the state of Kentucky, people are backing Stoops over Cal. And again, we talked about this on Friday. Look at when Cal appeared in Louisville compared to when Stoops appeared in Louisville. Those were very different crowds. I was there for one of them.
Texas says Max Cabana's a mid-three star. Listen, Kentucky fan, back off. Sats your daddy.
Now, right? He's not. No.
Back down.
No, he's not.
Back down.
He's not a daddy.
Four-star boom. Four-star boom this weekend. We're not even making a big deal about it anymore.
I know it's expected.
I mean, if we want to be real about it, here's where Kentucky fans, probably out in the state, don't have to deal with what Strebel deals with.
Yeah.
I mean, you. Satterfield beats you once. If he beats you this year, you have then opened the door big time because he's recruiting at a high level. Mark Stoops got to deal with that.
He is.
Hey, you got the 33rd class. Well, I mean, 15th. Satterfield's got the 13th class. Yeah. What about that?
Yeah.
Hey, what about that?
You know what's never happened in
because that you're staring that in the face in the place,
and
Bobby V would say
you know
you understand that
you never you know what's never happened during the Calipari tenure.
What's that?
Louisville's never had a better recruiting class than John Calipari.
Yeah, and that's going to happen.
Well, Bobby Petrino had better class.
Bobby Petrino did. Yep.
Satterfield's about to have a
Satterfield's
better class.
Satterfield's going
than
to like
we all laugh at Scott Satterfield.
That's locked up.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we all laugh at Scott.
And you can't
Satterfield.
Pivot away from it. It's not like your class is a 9-guy class.
But y'all want to keep backing Stoops. Good. Good.
Texas says Strebel circle consists of Kellen and his dad. Yeah, basically.
I have actual friends, you know. They exist.
Man, thought Jack was going to hit you with
no,
the
that's
they didn't. A lie
you bet
there.
Some of them.
What a gutless puke, Jack. What a gutless puke. Jack's done with this conversation.
He
so
is.
Am, so
He's
am
right.
I.
We can move on.
Man,
yeah.
We went 2.5 hours
we
on
did,
it.
Man.
With a little Woodstock in the middle. That's as much as I
we
can
had
do.
To, we had to cleanse the palate some way.
We can do some more sound if we want to. We got to get to the biggest biscuit thing. I mean, Jack, how much did you see Mitch moaning on Twitter last night about Pujols?
Oh, it was a lot.
He had two dingers.
Yep. Oh, he's my favorite human ever.
And now they're just like, now he's definitely going to break the record, like A-Rod's record.
Yeah.
And now
like,
he's definitely
he might
getting
not.
To 700.
Like, he might
he's
not.
Hit, he's going to hit 11 more homers.
Oh, I saw Mitch over the weekend.
In a month.
In a month.
Yeah. You saw Mitch?
No, like on Twitter with Pujols over the weekend.
He didn't go at you at all this weekend.
I think because he
agrees
with,
he didn't
he
battle
with
you.
Me.
He didn't battle you.
I mean, he agrees with me. But he hates Kentucky football, so like, it's easy for him to pivot to Calipari.
Texas Ebb Stoops is going to want your bottle of bourbon back rig. No, he paid for
it. I paid for it.
It's good.
$50 for that.
We'll take a break. AP Top 25 is out. We'll get you to the finish line till 6 o'clock. Jack will take you, then Reds baseball here on a Monday.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the
restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You guys lose to Duke and take it in stride.
And James Strebel.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
My reminder coming up in about 15 minutes, Jack Grossman will dive in. He'll jump into all of this. I assume, Jack, you're going to continue to play the hits.
Oh, absolutely. I'm playing the Dan Macarena tonight.
There you go. Yeah. So there we go. A little 10-minute spot with Jack Grossman. Reds and Phillies coming your way 6:10 tonight on ESPN 680 105.7. Jody Demling right now over on 93.9 on the Cardinal Insider. We got to get to some of this fine bomb sound here in just a second. But quickly, what do you think Biscuit is sad man? What do you think that is?
Does that do with fantasy football?
Has nothing to do with that.
Oh, okay. I mean, he processed, left him out.
But did he?
I don't know. No, I don't know that. That was just my guess.
Oh, do you know something that I don't know?
No, I don't know. It was just
You're
a guess.
You're saying he's been left out of the league?
No, I'm fine with that. He joined the live tour.
I got no problem with that.
I have no idea if he's – I could just see, like, process not asking him, but I don't know.
Biscuit's like UK football. Sometimes you got to be – you know, we got to hold you to a standard.
Right.
And you join the live tour, you get
left out.
You get bounced out of here.
Yeah. So, no, what did he get – because I thought it was fantasy football.
So, here's what happened. You know his partner in the post-game show.
Chrissy Banta. Yes.
She went out, bought a smoker, didn't ask Biscuit for any advice.
Really?
That's a shocker,
isn't
it? That
is a shocker.
I saw that on Twitter and thought, huh, how about that?
She's got him on speed dial.
How about that?
Like you got to ask Biscuit's advice. If you're buying a smoker, what's the right one? What kind of pellets?
That's unbelievable. Even I talked to him.
Wow. When you bought your Blackstone?
Not the Blackstone, just like other meats.
Oh, okay.
Items. Right. More charcoal related. More about charcoal.
Biscuit's back here now. He says he's upset.
He should be upset.
You're the grill master. You're the smoke man.
That would be like, it'd be like, okay, I'm thinking about getting a lap band and not asking Strebel, oh, how was it? Was it painful? What about eating this? What about that? What a stupid thing to bring up in the 5 o'clock hour.
Well, a friend of mine
just definitely got one. A 3:45 thing.
Yeah.
This happens every stinking day around here.
Well,
I should just play rummage sound and play the hits.
Yeah, play a little fine bomb
and get out of here.
Play some rummage, a little Maybin, a little blanket baker, and then move on. But no, Biscuit, you should be upset. She should have consulted you on this.
That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I can't believe it.
I'm actually stunned by it.
She has an expert that she talks to regularly she's friends with.
Again, then publicly sometimes actions
speak louder than words.
And sometimes if you're Mitch Barnhart, the words speak loud enough
than the actions
themselves.
Yes.
Man.
You know.
For Calipari to be pimp slapped down by a guy that wears his shirt all the way to the butt, to the top. Oh, people, imagine that.
I didn't think he had it in him. I did not think Mitch Barnhart had that amount of pettiness in his body. But he does, apparently.
Would you rather have Tony Bennett or Chris Holtmann as your head coach?
Oh.
Jack, Tony Bennett, who are the coaches that are alike Mitch Barnhart? I got Holtmann and Bennett. I think you're hiring Tony Bennett.
Yeah, because at least he's won a national title.
No, it's Tony Bennett.
It is Tony Bennett.
Jack, what if Tony Bennett became the head coach at Kentucky? What would the mental gymnastics?
Locke would be in a spot.
The mental gymnastics Kentucky fans would have to do there would be amazing.
They're trying to justify that. I would hate it, but I would like it just because Locke would have to. He loves Tony. Jack, he's bragging about beating this Italy team 76-24. Oh, the defense. No, the defense! Like, he worships Tony Bennett. If Tony Bennett came to Can
you imagine?
I would love it. Just for Locke.
You would love it. I don't know if you would.
No, just for Locke. Like, I would hate it for multiple reasons.
The players are finally staying. We can get to know them, Jack. Boy, everything would change.
15 years.
Everything would change. They recruit number 112.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Texas says, Chrissy's heard enough of Biscuit's opinion on smokers for 3+ years. She figured it was enough. Fair point. Well, you know what? Fair point. Never mind.
Like,
You're right.
I've absorbed enough knowledge from Biscuit.
I'll go make my own damn decision. How about that?
Between watching Walls and hearing Biscuit's smoking adventures, maybe. She's like, I'm.
But people don't know what that means. You just Jeff Walls.
Meat smoking.
Jeff Walls.
Because they do the.
Yeah, but you went from Jeff. You went from Walls to meat smoking. Out. You just made a gurgling noise in between. You didn't.
No, because what I mean anything. Is, no, it does. She sits next to Biscuit, and while they're watching Jeff Walls in between Jeff Walls basketball, she's got to hear the Biscuit smoking meat stories, so she figures she's had enough of that. She's got enough knowledge to where she's able to go
on
her own.
There we
That's
go.
What I was saying.
There we go.
Yes.
Jack, let's play some Feinbaum. We got to. Feinbaum 2. Let's go. Stoops KO'd Cal. Let's go, Feinbaum. Let's get him angry.
At the end of all of this, Calipari made a critical mistake, and Mark Stoops sat there and said, do I be graceful about this? Do I be a gentleman? Do I do what I've always done and
hell
turn
no.
the other cheek?
Turn the other cheek.
Or do
cheek.
I punch back? And he punched
cheek.
Back and
hell?
Put Calipari on the canvas. And this is the first time in my life in talking about the University of Kentucky guys that you can legitimately say that the football coach at the University of Kentucky today is more powerful than the basketball coach. This was such a grievous error. It wasn't calculated to injure the football program, but it just shows the desperation of John Calipari, the fact that the first round loss to St. Peter's, the fact that he hasn't been to the Final Four since 2015, the fact that he hasn't won a national championship in more than 10 years has finally gotten to him. You can quibble about Mark Stoops, but I won't. He played it perfectly. He got control, and he's finally getting the respect today that he so richly deserved.
Man, Feinbaum loves Stoops. They love Stoops.
They do. They love him.
He took him to the canvas, Jack. Canvas.
It's on. Again, looking past all of Mark Stoops's
he turns the other cheek.
He's never
has
turned
Mark,
the other
has
cheek.
Has Mark Stoops ever turned
what
the other?
Turn
put
the
that
other
up
cheek?
At ESPN 680. Has Mark Stoops quote unquote ever turned the cheek?
He's as bristly as anybody. I mean, that's
I love
one of
that.
The things that
the
that,
humble, the humility of Mark Stoops.
No, there's like that's one of the things that
I'm in love with this.
They're being cheered. He's being cheered because he is bristly.
I gotta know. Cal's got to hear this. Cal's never going back on Feinbaum.
No, he's not. He's done.
I need Calipari's reaction on this immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
He's so
we've had enough of you, Cal.
Like, give me...
Cal. Enough of you, Cal.
Give me Feinbaum 4, Haymaker. Cal's no longer the best option. Go ahead.
Came at a time when we should have been celebrating Kentucky basketball. They had the stage to themselves. 4 days in the Bahamas. A postcard advertisement on the SEC Network.
Advertisement.
And Calipari blew it. And quite frankly, I don't know where he goes to get it back because, just listening to our audience, and we have a lot of Kentucky fans who call in, they're very mixed on him right now. And I mean, are you guys telling me that you can't find a better coach than John Calipari right now? Donovan, I'm just throwing a name out there. A young coach
Stop
who is
it.
Up and coming, take your pick. John Calipari is really no longer the best option for the University of Kentucky.
That's the worst take in history.
But you got to come stronger than Billy Donovan. If you're going to say
Paul Feinbaum's old and musty.
Yeah, but if you're going to come
he's
correct,
an old musty
yeah,
man,
if you're going,
that does terrible
yeah, but,
radio.
Yeah, but hang on. That is a. I mean, you have to want to say that, right?
Right.
You have to want to say that to where you're like, I believe that he's not the best choice any longer. You have to sit there. And you gotta have something ready for me other than Billy Donovan. like, I'll take anybody.
Yeah.
You can say they need to steal Nate Oates. You can like somebody else, anybody
Musselman,
else.
Chris Beard.
Musselman. You can go to ACC or what? Just bring Kenny Payne back. Hell, make news that way.
Yeah.
Okay? Anything. You can't say mother bleeping Billy Donovan.
Who hasn't been in college basketball in what, eight seasons? Something like that?
That kills me. It's the mustiest take. Give me the next one, Jack. Feinbaum 5, sorry. Feinbaum 5. Computer, that might be it.
I'm calling it Cal's worst moment. Would you rather have Cal or Bruce Pearl? Would you rather have Cal or Nate Oates? Would you rather have Cal or Musselman in Arkansas? I think Cal would get voted out on every one of those.
No,
this is about this moment in time, and you know, he misjudged it. He should have done everything in his power once he realized the mistake was made to get Mark Stoops on the same page and align themselves. And that's where Barnhart needed to get on top of it, and he didn't.
I agree with the last part, Barnhart not getting on top of it, but he did reach out to Stoops Feinbaum. If you're going to go on the radio and say stuff like that, at least know what the conversation is. He's so bad.
All right, the final one, Feinbaum 6, go ahead.
It's just creeping.
It hurts my soul.
It's creeping to the end.
It's.
I've always thought Kentucky and basketball and Alabama football were on the same line in terms of expectations and tradition. I mean, can you imagine if we were having a similar conversation about Nick Saban? Nick Saban had not won a national championship since 2012 and had not been to the CFP since 2015. He wins 10 games a year, and Alabama goes to bowl games and has made playoff appearances. But forget that. Not since 2015. I don't think Alabama fans would be very happy today because that's the expectation. Alabama fans are miserable because they lost the national championship last year. And that's exactly the same way Kentucky fans have done, except for this reason. Cal has been able to dumb down the expectations by throwing up what I think is one of his biggest PR mistakes ever, and declaring that the NBA draft and that night is more important than the Final Four, meaning that, hey, look at all these players
it's
we've produced.
The hits.
He's going all the way back.
You can get carried away with adjectives in describing his career, but results don't really add up. And at Kentucky, results are national championships and Final Four appearances.
Are they?
And he is missing badly in both
are
of those
they?
In recent years.
Oh,
I mean,
part of what Feinbaum's saying there, I was going to kind of couch that for tomorrow. There's part of that I don't disagree with.
Yeah,
actually.
But again, I go back to Bill Self, Mike Krzyzewski. There's been these great coaches that have gone through stretches.
Billy Self's won too, though.
Yeah,
don't
but
bring him
again.
Coach K's the god.
No.
He's
again,
the Lord.
How long was that stretch between? It was more than 10 years.
Yeah.
Between Bill Self,
but
and
he got
second.
One.
He did.
And who wins the title next, Cal or Shire?
Cal. Oh, it's Cal. Shire ain't winning a damn thing at Duke. He ain't winning a title at Duke. No, it's not. He's not. No. No, it's true. And you know it's true. Bill Self was, what, 15 years?
Oh, I don't know.
Years?
I really don't know. I mean, it was
more than a decade.
It was a long time, yeah.
And Kay
had, got one.
Kay had a stretch himself. And it was a recent stretch.
I know, but he's got two now.
Again,
but he's got two now.
How long did it take?
The take was good until he got a second one.
No, he got the second one. I agree. But to act like that Bill Self is this dominant force in college basketball.
Well, he is.
No, he's not. Cal's been better than Self. He got the second championship. But during their 10 years at Kansas, Kentucky, Cal's been better.
Oh, Bill Self is a dominant force in college basketball.
Not the way Calipari is. And he had a long ass
Self has
stretch.
Two titles. Cal has one.
Again.
Wins the Big 12
no, no, no.
every year.
No, you don't. Cal's
only been
the Big 12 every year. You want to bring up the stretch of Calipari's last title. You want to bring that up all the time, but
I'm not going to look at it and say it was long.
Because Self was what, 2008?
2008 to 2022, but Cal hasn't won the second title yet.
But
so you can't just assume he's going.
But he will, Jack. Why can't I assume that?
Strebel's giving the assumption that he's going to win the title.
Why can't I assume that? Why can't I assume that? Yeah, but you're giving Bill Self all the credit. It took him how many years?
2008.
Maybe Gall wins the national championship.
Probably
not. But more than likely, he won't.
He does. He does. I'm going to be so mean and ugly. I'm going to be horrible.
You should call in the bomb.
I'll be horrible. I'll call in this bum ass, and I'll set him on fire. That's what I'll do. I'll set his radio airwaves on fire. I'll call in the
bomb. I'll set his radio airwaves on fire.
No, it's just the revisionist history on Bill Self. Like he wasn't.
Well, he wins the Big 12 every year.
He was viewed as a. But that's all he could do. Remember that story, that narrative. Yeah, all he could do is win the Big 12.
Calipari can't even do that.
No, people made fun of Bill Self because all he did was win the Big 12 and then blame out the tournament.
It did get dumbed down when you guys were three seed in the SEC and everyone was happy.
No, the narrative on Bill Self was he can win the Big 12, but when he gets the NCAA tournament, he flames out. Yeah. And he did win the tournament this year, and good, he's got his two. But let's not rewrite the history of Bill Self. Let's not now make Bill Self something that he hasn't been for years.
In 2015, Elite Eight. 2016, Elite Eight. 2017, Final Four. 2021, National Title. I mean, that's...
Okay, what else? Are there anything in between then?
And then in between, he had two rounds of 32 exits.
How many first round exits has Bill Self had?
Bill Self has had... this is back 2004, he had one.
Yeah.
2005.
Yeah.
06, I believe he had one, too.
And... Yeah, five and six.
Yeah, it was 05 and 06.
He lost
to Bucknell and Bradley.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So more than Calipari.
2006.
He's had more first round X's than Calipari. Okay. But y'all want a cake for Bill Self. That's fine. No, Bill Self was looked at as a failure at Kansas in the tournament. Tournament wise, he was looked at as a bust at times.
Until he won a second title this year, Strieble.
But you're not, but you're not giving Calipari
If Calipari wins the title, guess what people are going to forget about? St. Peter's, 9-16, the Luke Day game. You can't just assume he's going to win one. You can say maybe he will.
We didn't just assume
Bill Self was going to win one.
He did, and that's what I'm saying. But y'all say Calipari's definitely not going to make it.
I'm not assuming he's not going to win one either, Strieble.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
That's all this argument's
about.
At this moment, he hasn't won a second one.
If he does this year or the year after, then the data changes.
Let's not do revisionist history on Bill Self. He did win the second one, but let's not pretend that Bill Self didn't go plenty, like a longer stretch than Cal's gone. I'm telling y'all, Cal goes to Final Four this year, people in trouble. And I'm going to save all this.
Yeah, but he needs to win the national title.
I'm fine with that.
He needs to win the title, right?
And go to Final Four is a good damn start.